Hello and welcome to Humans Exhaust Me, a show caused by our current world and everything in it. I'm Biz Pullman here in the UK, and she's still in Las Vegas. It's the wonderful Mrs. Felicia Jones.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Do you like, I just noticed that my hair is very, it's got very much back used to the British humidity. Like, I was having a conversation about it since being in a very dry and arid place.
I told you.
You're right.
I told you you weren't going to see a curl to save your life.
We just don't notice the humidity here.
Yeah, you had no curls. It was, you were just like struggle bus curls.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, I spent all this time like being all bouffant. However, I have just come from the gym, so it is kind of like, yeah, you know, the natural set. But yeah, what's been going on?
Well, I celebrated a birthday in Vegas.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Everybody wants to know if I feel old. I feel like I should say yes, but I feel good. I don't know if that's the right answer, or if people think I'm supposed to drop dead. I'm not really sure what people are expecting.
It's kind of avoiding the question. If you say I feel good, that's not what they're asking. They're asking, do you feel old? You could be old and good.
Yeah.
You could be good and you're, I don't know. Like, so do you feel old or do you feel?
I guess I feel old. I mean, I am old.
Do you feel alive?
I'm very much alive.
I know you're very much alive. Like, do you feel alive? I mean, you know, you're living your soft life.
I mean, I'm living a good life, so I feel good. So I am not good. One of those that gets depressed, you know, the longer I go in my 40s. I'm like excited about it. So, I mean, yes, I've noticed things like the knees don't work as much as they used to, but I've also realized I cannot compare myself to 25-year-old Felicia. That was a long time ago. And yeah, you just can't. Your bones are just different at that time.
So. Tell you what I'm a bit fed up of. I'm a bit fed up of being in meetings where people don't realize how old I am. And I'm going to put that down to moisturizing and genetics, right? But I don't think I look my age. And I'm in several meetings where, I don't know, people in their 30s going, oh, well, we're in our 30s now. And oh. And, you know, they're really, just like acting, they're really old. And I'm sat there going,
Yeah. I don't know how old I look. I assume I look my age, but I am around people who do that. And it's just, yeah, I'm just so old. You know, I just turned 35. I'm like, okay, keep living, sweetie. You know? So yeah. it's been interesting. But one thing that has not stopped, I thought that the older I got, people would stop asking me about having babies. And Dustin, I think this is the first time he realized it, because it happened when we were both together. Because he said it doesn't happen to him often. But I was like, yeah, this is constant. And he was like, when is it going to stop? When are people going to stop asking you? I was like, I don't know. It seems like never. So
I think that's generally how it goes.
Yeah. So I guess I'm still being asked about babies, even though I'm living in an RV and stuff. So, and you know, when I'm going to settle down and have babies, it's like, y'all, that has passed. Like, that time has passed. Like, we are done. So I'm assuming by the time I hit my 50s or 55s now, I'm going to get the sad, oh, don't you regret not having anyone love you?
Isn't it a shame?
Your life means nothing now. So for anybody listening, please let me know at exactly what age will that start flipping, because I assumed it was going to be soon, but it seems as though people still want me to get knocked up. There you go.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, Felicia, that, you know, in modern society, there are lots of examples of women in their 50s that do have children.
Yeah,
so,
no.
So who knows when the patriarchy changes, God. But, you know, how dare you live a life without breeding.
I mean, can we get the women in the 50s to stop? So like, you're making the rest of us look bad. Like, gosh, I gotta so I'm probably gonna be asking about babies until I'm in my 50s. Okay, cool.
Why don't you borrow some?
Why would I do that? I don't want
That's
to.
A good question. Yeah. I don't have an answer for it.
Yeah. No, you have the kids. I'll watch through you.
Thank you.
I watched you talk to your kids. It was cute. No, you want your kids. You miss them. You love your kids.
I miss them. Yes. Really? I mean, I did miss them. I did miss them. And then, you know, I got back.
It was like, did I really miss them? I'm not really sure.
Oh, wow. That's what, yeah.
Yeah.
But so there's that pool and there's the other pool. Yeah.
But I did see your roundup video. So you did a lot in 6 days while you were here. Didn't I? Yeah.
Go and check it out on Instagram, folks. You can see my little reel. It took me a good 20 minutes to like get that together this morning. I took a lot of pictures, like an unusual amount of pictures.
It's good.
To the point where my iPhone is going, you need to buy more space. You need to buy more space. And I'm like, never, Apple, never.
Well, glad you have fun. So we are we've passed St. Patrick's Day, which I don't celebrate because I don't think I have any Irish people in my family. Mm-hmm. And I don't have an Irish last name. So there you go.
Well, there you go. I didn't celebrate it. And
I never did.
I am Irish. So,
look at you. Yeah, no.
Well, that's what I'm told.
Yeah, okay. Well, we went to expensive dinner in Vegas. So that was that's always fascinating where they tell you the dress code is this way and then people show up in like flip-flops. So, all right, Vegas is going to get their money. So we did that. Now we're going to get ready to go to Death Valley. So it's been good. The Vegas has been good. It's not a bad place. Not necessarily a place I would want to live, but it has everything that you could possibly want. And I want all of you to remember that because that's going to come back up later on in the show about Vegas and things to do. But first, have you seen Kate?
Well, not personally. I am a little bit
nobody's
disappointed,
seen her.
Frankly. No, but they have. They have now, right?
Oh.
So, yeah, you are not keeping up, Felicia.
No.
So, let me just tell you, I am deep into the Kate conspiracies. Like, I have been spending a lot of time watching TikTok for research purposes, but it's fascinating exactly how deep this conspiracy has gone to the point where now part of it is over, or is it? I feel a little bit bereft. So at the weekend, we had a sighting.
That doesn't look like there her. Was a... Just saying.
Well, okay. So when I saw the first picture, so ladies and gentlemen, the situation is they went to William and Catherine went to a farm shop to buy some farmy shoppy things, vegetables and bread.
Do they do that? Do those people do that kind of stuff?
I believe they do. Like, she goes to the supermarket.
Okay.
She wants to push her own trolley. I don't know. Anyway, so they were yeah, why would you? Peasant, get this. So they were filmed
peasant
walking
era.
From the shop somewhere off. They can walk from their house to this farm shop, and they were filmed walking anyway by a mobile phone. And this video came out, and I looked at it and was like, well, that's not her. That is not her. And then I actually did a screenshot and sent it to a friend who is not quite as into the conspiracy as me, but is into it enough that we can talk. And she said, no, it's definitely her. So then I watched the video in full, and I did come to the conclusion that it does look like her. So, and it's definitely him. So she's alive.
It's not her, but
she,
okay.
She can walk. She can carry a bag.
Body double.
She's lost a bit of weight, as if she needed to lose any more.
See, that was the thing. That person in that video was a little thinner. I mean, she wasn't very, she's not a huge person. So that's what the incident was like, that doesn't look like her. So.
Well, I've sort of come to the conclusion that it is her, and that they've found a way to like get her to be seen so that people go, oh, she's alive, in the hope that we'll move on. Now, has it done that?
No.
Has it bugger? No, because like everyone's going, it's not real. And then people are saying, aha, but what does this mean? And now what about Charles? What about Charles? And so people just like shifted to the king and his health. So really, until the Princess of Wales has some kind of public engagement. People aren't going to believe it. It'll take a little bit of the pressure off the palace. And that's where we are. But I do feel like they've killed the fun.
They like killed the fun? Really? Yeah. Being harassed, that's fun.
No, not being harassed, but like the speculation, you know.
Harassing.
The speculation of like, is voice, she alive? Da, 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 da.
Your voice would have like 10 octaves right there.
So yeah, so anyway, so that's I think we probably won't need to talk about it again.
So to sum it up, the people in the UK are obsessed because there's a princess they haven't seen a photo of in a long time, even though she put out a press conference saying, hey, I'm taking a surgery and I'm going to take a break for a few months and I will reappear in March. So
now
that was the summary.
I'm going to say one additional thing here, which is what I've discovered is that actually it's not on a lot of British people's radar.
Oh, it's just you?
Like, no, well, I'm in a minority for sure. But I explained the situation in the office this week and nobody knew anything about it. Nobody knew any of the conspiracy theories. They didn't know about the King's abdication. They didn't know about, you know, Rose Hanbury and who she is and who's done what with whom and all this kind of stuff.
I don't know.
So, but it seems as though America and Australia have gone all in, because I've seen people be on Good Morning America talking about it. I've seen all sorts of people talking about it in the States. I think that the Americans care about it more than the Brits.
Well, because it's funny. It's hilarious. It's just like, okay, like we haven't seen this person. Also, you're going to get it because Meghan got crucified over there. So it's just hilarious to think that people aren't, you know, are missing this woman because of a photo. Also, we have very slow news cycles. So we haven't gotten a school shooting going. So, you know, just keep things moving on in the news.
Yeah.
And well, politics is boring.
I've been told, yes. Now, Harry and Meghan have been relegated on the royal family.
Oh, I heard
website about
that.
Yeah, so they're at the bottom, which they were anyway, but they don't have separate profiles now. They just have one profile together, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
And they are off living their best life.
Yeah.
Not in rain at the beach.
Anyway, that's the Kate update. Chapter closed. She's live. End of story. Let's talk about
allegedly,
like, more important issues. You know, let's talk about democracy for a moment. Because,
That's a thing.
You know,
that still exists.
It is a thing.
Oh,
We'll see.
Cool.
But, if you remember, at the beginning of the year, we said we would be on election watch, and we haven't really talked about elections since then. We've had a number of elections.
Yes.
But there was a very important election at the weekend, which was the Russian presidential election. Now, if you want an example of how to win, then I think this vote, I'm doing air quotes here, vote, is probably it, because Vladimir Putin was returned to power for another 6 years with an 87% share of the vote, which is, you know, it's not 100%, so it must be kosher.
Yeah, those people are dead. The other, what, 13%?
But they could be on their way.
Yeah.
Now, this election was marred by alleged incidents from Ukraine, firings of missiles and drones from Ukraine, die in the ballot box, protests from Navalny's widow.
I mean,
embassies and in Russia, but ultimately, Putin's back.
That he won. I mean, one, he never left. I mean, he is like LL Cool J. Don't call it a comeback. He's been here for years. He's never left. I mean, I wonder if that is his theme song. Like, wow, that'd be great. Mama said, knock you out. LL Cool J, y'all. But no, he's never left. So it's almost like, is it really an election when he's there? Because he's not going to not lose. So and I feel bad for the people who may have voted against him. Hopefully, maybe it was a mistake or something, because that may not be in your best interest. But I guess we will see what happens, or I guess Russia will do more of the same of what is already, what has always been doing. So he's about to get some allies in power. I'm starting to think that Election Watch 2024 may not be as exciting as we think it should be. I think all of these little friends are just going to all take over, and we are just going to have to sit back and see what happens. But yeah, so Putin won. I mean, did somebody actually run against him?
Well, there was some other candidates. I can't say I recognize any of them.
Like,
and
were they plants? Like, set it, like he put people know. There to run against him, so it wouldn't look like it's not a democratic thing. Or were these like real people running against him?
Well, I don't think there were real people running against him. I don't see how they can be, really, because the result was never in doubt.
Yes,
but of course, what they have to do is give the impression, which no one is falling for, but give the impression
that there's
a democracy, and that, more importantly, whether it's democracy or not, more importantly, that Putin has the support of the people of Russia, and therefore his actions can be justified because people voted for him. What's quite interesting, I think, is who went, those elections aren't fair, and who went, we'd like to offer our congratulations. So do you want to name some countries that, it's a little game, name some countries that offered Putin their congratulations on his victory.
India.
Correct.
China.
Correct.
North Korea.
Correct.
Philippines.
I don't know, but probably, yes, thinking about it.
Haiti.
No, there's no one to like offer congratulations there.
Venezuela.
Venezuela, good one. Yeah.
Cuba.
I didn't see Cuba on the list, but one would imagine.
A few select nations out of Africa, I would assume.
I would imagine anyone. Here we go. I found the list.
I'm trying to think.
A new one, like Saudi Arabia.
Okay, that makes us Iran.
Yeah.
Okay. All the people that got invited to his little war Olympic games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you never saw that documentary. I did. It's fascinating.
So,
y'all.
Do you know, right, this website I'm looking at here decided, this is clickbait. It said, who congratulated Putin on his victory? And what does it say about global alliances? But then it doesn't go on to explain who actually congratulated him.
Belarus?
So, you know.
Belarus?
I mean, yeah, Belarus.
All of the anti-democratic people running in their countries, respective countries, like Trump?
Oh, I don't know. I can't see whether Viktor Orban has congratulated.
They sent that congrats text, the hands up text. it'd be nice to see what Putin's text messages look like. So I guess we will. Russia is still the same, so nothing has changed over there. So there you go.
Yeah. So you mentioned about the games. This is the news that that Russia and Belarus, of course, are not part of the Olympic Games in Paris 2024 coming up in a few months' time. And Russia has announced that they're going to host the friendly games. They'll have the summer this year and then the winter games in 2026. Obviously, that mirrors the Olympic rota in terms of summer and winter games there. But what I was reading quite interestingly is that the friendly games was an invention in 1984 when the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact boycotted the Los Angeles games in retaliation for the West boycotting the Moscow games in 1980. Mm-hmm. The IOC are not happy about this. The anti-doping agency WADA are not happy about this. United Nations are not happy about this. They're saying it politicizes sport.
They're all missing their cut of the check. Oh, yes.
Yeah. But what some of these organizations are saying is that it's dangerous for the friendly games to run.
Dangerous.
Russia's Russia's saying we're having the friendly games again because basically we are now the Soviet Union once more. And they're going to invite lots of athletes to come and participate. But people are concerned that athletes may be forced to participate at the friendly games, duh, as well as the Olympics. And there's no anti-doping stance at the friendly
games. Oh, it's going to be fun.
You can break as many records as you like, however you like, right?
Is it going to be televised? So,
I don't know. I kind of want to watch it, though.
I mean, it sounds like it'll be interesting. My assumption, if any of you have HBO, or they call it Max now, but if you go watch probably about 2 years ago, in one of the seasons, they went over to Russia because it's Real Sports talks about sports and things like that, but how Russia has started creating their own like little, not Olympic games, but they invite countries, but it has military connotations to it. So my assumption is that the people who go to those little war game things and they do tug of war, all that kind of stuff, I assume these will be the same people who go to the friendly games. And we'll pick up some weapons on the way home. That's going to be a serious swag bag, I would assume.
Sounds legit. It'd be interesting to see who does participate and what happens there. There's definitely a shift. I don't care what anyone says. Unless the West is prepared to get stuck in to the Ukraine situation, which they're not, frankly, because they can't be asked. We're going to see a shift away from the West to these upcoming alliances and so on. We're just going to have to live with it, I think. We're just going to have to find a way of dealing with it. And we can, it's a bit like Brexit, Britain and Brexit, right? We have to come to terms with that we are basically the Netherlands. No disrespect to the Netherlands, but we are not a colonial power anymore. You know, the Dutch Empire was massive, then it diminished. The British Empire was massive, then it diminished. The Dutch have found themselves in a lovely place. Okay, it's sinking, but like otherwise, you know, they're nice people. They're you know, got good services. They know where they're at, right? And we're just not there yet. That's where we need to get to. And then we don't need to threaten people. We don't need to go and invade countries. We can give all the stuff back to people and just live.
No, you can't
a
get the
lovely
stuff back.
Mm-hmm. Life.
You guys don't like giving stuff back. You guys are like mindsies. I sent you an article about J.D. Vance, one of these up and coming, the next wave of Trump type people. It is safe to say that the Republican Party does not give a F about Ukraine. He was like, I don't care about Ukraine. I don't care about any other country. So I don't think Ukraine's going to get a lot of help. I don't think any other country is going to get a lot of help from the United States. When 45 makes a return. So, gosh, he's going to be 45 and 47. Good Lord. And then I did see a clip. I'm assuming it's an older video, but it was some guy on, I guess it could be considered a conservative political show out of the UK. He's talking to somebody from China. And the guy is like, you know, is China a threat to Britain, or are you an ally? Are you a competitor? And the guy, I mean, he shaded him so bad. He was like, you know, basically China is not a competitor to the British government. Like, you guys don't have anything. Like, we produce cars, we produce food. You guys haven't done anything in a long time. And I was like, wow, that, I think he got his feelings hurt with that. So, I guess you guys are still trying to figure out where you are. So holding on to the stuff, that's probably the last little bit you have of your fledgling empire.
Yeah. Aww. We have to give it back.
It's cute. It's cute though.
So there we go. Only the thing that I've got on, which is like newsworthy, is we've had our first prosecution for cyber flashing.
Oh, dick pics
today. Well, I don't know what it is. There's a new law, I'll read you what it says.
Okay.
A convicted paedophile who sent a picture of his erect penis to a 15-year-old girl has become the first person to be jailed for cyber flashing in England and Wales.
All right, dick pic. I mean, cool. Because a lot of men seem to think dick pics are acceptable. I don't know why.
Well, he's been jailed for over 15 months.
Okay.
He was already registered as a sex offender. And yeah, so he's got 10-year restraining order.
I will say, if the UK government has a report phone number or a website, man, it's going to be a lot of guys going to jail. Just saying.
Yeah.
Keep your penises to yourself, people.
So I was quite shocked to learn today that on Omegle, now, do you know what Omegle is or was?
Give me the definition. Do I need to look it up?
So Omegle was a website where you would randomly be on a video call with a stranger.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, everyone who wants to talk to a stranger is on there.
Okay.
And then the system just puts two people in touch and you go, hey, hi, how are you? And you get to talk. Now, I've seen this on like social media. I've not ever used it and it doesn't exist anymore, right? There are other things that I guess exist the same way, but I've seen it where it's been quite funny, really. Like it's two people, like the situations I normally see are, it's a group of like people from China, for example, mm-hmm. and then an American or a British person.
Okay.
And they're going, hi, how are you? And trying to communicate. And the American is fluent in Mandarin. So, you know, they might make a little comment and then they start suddenly speaking in Mandarin. And they go, oh, you speak Mandarin. But yes, anyway, so that's what Omegle is. But I discovered today from talking to a colleague that quite often you would be connected with someone and there would be some guy, you know, beating the meat.
Okay.
Now, I'm no prude, but I was a bit shocked by that. But I suppose that's how people get their kicks.
I mean, you've heard about, you know, these men who flash kids and flash, you know, it's just, I don't know, maybe there's...
What is that about?
I don't have a penis. You tell me. You need to go ask.
No, okay, but like you have boobs, right?
There is no woman.
Have you ever flashed your boobs? Flashed your boobs?
No, there's no woman never who pulls up on the side of the road and flashes her boobs to someone.
That is a lie.
No.
That I don't.
Not to
I don't
little
believe.
Kids. Not, okay, to little, not to kids, little kids. Sending random boob pics to strangers. Women don't do that. I'm not saying that women don't flash.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They do.
Show us your phone, Paul. Show us your phone.
No.
Who is
my
sending,
phone is private.
We want
my
to see the boob.
My phone is private.
We want to see the boob pics.
I am telling you. I'm pretty sure, right, that more men than women send unsolicited pictures.
Yes.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that that is a fact.
Yes.
But I'm telling you that there are women who send unsolicited pictures.
Yeah, and they usually get compensated for that too.
That's not unsolicited. That's capitalism.
So this is what the women are doing, capitalism.
Well, it's probably exploitative as well. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Sometimes some men canceled, are that simple. But, yeah.
Yeah, well, men are simple. Men absolutely are simple.
Yes.
But, you know, there are women who do it. But I think mostly it is men. I've never kind of seen a news article about female flashers.
No.
But to say that women don't flash their boobs from time to time would be untrue.
Not in the same way the men do it. Men are not, this is not like being in Vegas for spring break. These are like, okay, here in Colorado, this guy walks into a grocery store last week and started masturbating on all the fruit. Women ain't doing
okay.
that. Yeah, women ain't doing that. Yeah. Paul has to sneeze, you all. But,
sorry, I had to like, disguise that.
But yeah, women aren't doing gross. That, walking into a grocery
no, they're
store.
Not.
So
they're not.
Yeah, or pulling up.
I don't know what that's about.
It's the same guy who just sends the random dick pic to kids. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's probably a good point to end it. I know we've got things that we were thinking of talking about.
That's
we're
okay.
kind of run out of time.
Yeah.
We will.
There's no story that really covers, follows a guy masturbating on fruit in the grocery store.
No.
The whole section.
I'm just thinking what this episode needs to be called. I don't know whether we can allude to it or not, really.
We'll figure out a name.
We'll work it out.
Grocery wanker.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, you got to listen to the whole show to get to this part, but yeah, there you go.
Yeah, hey, but that's how people do it.
I know.
Right? If it was on TikTok, they'd say, watch till the end.
What's TikTok? We won't have that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
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 What are you going to do?
I mean, I'm going to keep living my life how
you'll
I have
fine.
Been. For the people who are making money off TikTok, I don't know what they're going to do. I hope we'll get that email list going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, okay, that's a good way to
end. Yeah, okay. News, views, things you can use.
Yes.
Coming from Humans Exhaust Me. Well, lovely random chat. I like our random ones.
Yes, wash your fruit. All of it.
Wash your fruit. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or just grow your own fruit.
I'm getting to the point anyway where that is where I want to be.
Yes.
You know.
Can't trust these.
Not homesteading, but you know, just growing.
Just
growing some things.
We gotta talk
Shout
about
out to our homesteaders
yes.
out there. I know that you listen. Homesteaders.
Yes.
Not for me, but you know, you crack on, sell me your wares.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a great week driving to Death Valley.
Yes.
Don't die.
I don't want to, but okay, thank you. I won't die.
Yeah, drink water. All right. See you next time.
See ya.